So today I'm in Corsham with Christina Alder, who, I'll ask her where we first met. Where did we first meet?
Redlow Tots back in 2012-ish.
Ish. It seems a long time ago, because your little girl's quite a bit older now, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. And what was Redlow Tots like then?
It was really good for community, for Redlow, where I used to live, meeting different parents and everything, relaxed and friendly, and just like a really nice atmosphere for you to take your children to.
I spent most of my time at the craft table. I really enjoyed that on Tuesday morning when I didn't have to do the singing. If I had to leave the singing, I found that quite tricky. Next question is, do you drink tea?
I do.
And what's your favourite cup of tea?
PG. PG Tips.
Oh, I've had a vote for that recently. PG Tips. Do you have a favourite time of day that you have a cup of tea?
Normally, I tend to have a coffee first and then I go on to tea. So it's just like a bit nicer, not so kind of crazy, if you know what I mean. So it's, it tends to be like in the mornings and then at night. Later in the evening to have a cup of tea.
Yeah. So the question which I'm asking everybody is, how do you respond to the statement Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
I think that with that is because of the way the society is these days, it's slow. I see it that is slowly being modernised, which is bringing younger people in. I think there's still quite a few like churches and stuff out there that are still pretty, what I would call, old school. But I think, is that the right sort of? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it is nice that it's people, I think people are afraid sometimes, but getting that confidence to go out there and actually realise it's not actually as bad as it probably would have been, say, 20 or 30 odd years ago.
So are you going to church at the moment?
Very occasionally I go to church. Mm-hmm. I tend to drift between several churches, Bath, Corsham, and there's a community church up in Snow Hill in Bath, which we go to like toast and roast and stuff. So,
but you're going to sell Survivor. No, you're going to New Wine. I'm going to sell Survivor.
Yes, going to New Wine next weekend. So
is that with a group of people from Snow Hill or?
It's St Swithin's Church in Bath we're going with.
Okay. And are there lots of you going?
I think there's about 20 or 30 of us all going.
So what do you like about going to New Wine?
sorry. The community spirit, meeting new different people. A different way of worshipping. I quite like the seminars, but I mean, obviously I don't always get a chance to finish the whole seminar because Grace goes into group when she's there. So we've always got to, the way the groups finish, you can't always complete them, if you know what I mean, because you've got to leave halfway through. But it's just the fact is that they do so much like for different things, which is really good. So you've got like an impact section, which is kind of a lot more in depth with like with the way they see things. It can be, because I have been to it and it was quite, it's kind of more like the power of like what people believe in, the healing and everything. And then you've got I can't quite remember the other ones, but there's like some a lot more that you've got one that is like more like your traditional church, like obviously with tons more people singing all the songs. The atmosphere is amazing because obviously when you just you've normally got like maybe about 50 to 100 people if you're lucky in a normal church, but then when you've got this big room when you've got hundreds of people, it's actually the whole atmosphere is really good.
So what would be a perfect church for you and Grace, kind of near you?
a perfect church would be one that's you've got, because obviously I've got a child with special needs, a church, because like when you go to New Wine, you've got a church that have got an our place type section, which is where they can the people with with different disabilities and actually can be a part of, and it'd be like a different way of learning. Because like sometimes with like I'm gonna just say I know they're not called Sunday schools anymore, I know it's changed from when I was little, but like Grace has been to a few groups, and because of like the way of her learning, sometimes she's been put in with toddlers rather than her own age, because that's the mental stage she's at. But I think they need to be a bit more inclusive. So like learning the I think it's really nice, like, you know, like the Lord's Prayer and stuff like that. If you were to give that to like a child, or say an adult with special needs and stuff, they need to make it like you've got PECs. So it's like, I know it's quite hard to get it, but learning, doing Makaton, like doing services with sign language, with Makaton. Like, because like the Lord's Prayer, I'm trying so desperately hard to try and find the Lord's Prayer in PECs, which is all done by pictures, because sometimes that's how people learn. And but just to make it inclusive for all, because there's not many places.
Have you ever managed to get to Light in Chippenham?
No.
Which is a specifically multi-sensory inclusive church for people with learning difficulties. They do Makaton for almost everything they do, and they do the Lord's Prayer in Makaton.
Yeah, because we find it really hard, because with Grace, I get a little bit paranoid sometimes, which is why I don't go as much as I used to. It's because she, where she does have autistic traits, she can't always keep still or like trying to get them. I know people say, oh, you know, we don't mind it if children, you know, want to express themselves a bit, but sometimes I even have a child myself, it can be quite difficult and a bit like frustrating, because you want to be there, but you know, like obviously every children have rights, don't have a problem about that, but it's just, I'm trying to think of the word, we have to always keep Grace like occupied with like something like biscuits. Digestive biscuits are a great thing when you're in church with a child, because it does actually help them, like keep them, like, because I mean it's like the same for my daughter, she was a bridesmaid at the weekend and we can't manage to keep her calm, half a packet of digestive biscuits.
My children didn't eat Sunday lunch until they were 7, because they'd eaten so many biscuits in church. I always recommend white chocolate buttons for bridesmaids, because then they can't get their dresses quite so messy. So you were talking about PECs, and I think that's really interesting. I've not thought about PECs and prayers before now. Did Grace go to Springboard?
Yes.
Which is a specialist nursery playgroup provision in Chippenham.
Yeah.
And was that where she learnt PECs?
She learnt a bit of PECs there, and she also learns it at school now. She's in resource base, so in Chippenham. So they learn it there as well. That's how they do a lot of their learning.
So it's like a picture exchange, so they take the picture and they give it to you, yeah, and it expresses what they want.
Yeah.
So Francis used to use PECs a lot, and he always wanted poppadoms when I was there, because he would come home from school and Alice would say, what snack would you like, and he'd pick the poppadoms snack PECs off. And PECs is really useful for children who are less verbal.
Yeah. Because our problem is, because I know it's like obviously the next town's up like Chippenham and everything, but I always find it quite difficult is transport. Public transport is not the best, because you've still got to wait around every 2 hours for buses and stuff like that. And this is why it's like I've had to stay going to the one in Bath, which I actually really enjoyed. The church I went to in Bath, it was one that my daughter, you know, and I had like friends to go with as well, and it was really good, and they were like just straight on, because I have been to a few places where they can be a bit clicky, and I feel a bit out of comfort zone. And you don't want to be like that. You know, it's like, I remember going, obviously I'm not going to mention the churches because everyone's going to use this. There is a local church in Corsham that I did try going back to. And it was like, oh, it's obviously it's community. It's like, oh, well, you're sat in my seat. And I'm like, well, it shouldn't be like that. I understand they might be regulars, but you shouldn't be like, it should be more like, oh, welcome.
It's lovely you may to see sit you.
Here. It's lovely to see you, rather than like, oh, that's my seat. We always sit here. It's like, you don't expect that from Christians.
Do you know that does happen? I think some people don't get the idea about what welcoming needs to be like. And especially what welcoming for a child like Grace needs to be like, or to be honest, most children as well, in places. My daughter suffered from that once. I was leading a service and she was a little bit older than Grace, and she sat really well and really quietly looking at her something on the iPad, and someone complained to her about the fact that she wasn't paying attention, and I was so cross.
Yeah.
So cross about that. So what were the best things about Springboard?
The best thing about Springboard is what... The best thing about Springboard is the fact is that they put the person first. They never treat them for the disability. They treat them as though they were everybody else. So they give a centred person approach. You can tell I've done care in my life. Centred person approach towards the children and everything. And the fact is that they teach, that they help them with their level. And the fact is that they get everyone involved. So even if they find it, I mean, it's like with Grace, I mean, she's still under speech therapy now, but you can, like, that whole progression and that support that you had is amazing. I mean, I even jumped out of a plane for for Springboard, you know, for charity, raised money for them. So
I think what impressed me when I visited Springboard, and what was a bit strange, was that I was there and two of the children had been at Rudlow Tots in my time were coming and going to Springboard at that point, was just that they are there just as families are beginning to receive diagnoses or trying to work out what's wrong, and they seem to actually provide support for the whole family. And I thought that was really, really special for people in that really difficult time. You've quite recently moved to Corsham, or is it ages ago and I just think it's recent because I'm old?
November, so it's not that long ago still.
And has that been help to you?
It has, because I'm not so isolated now. Because unfortunately, Rudlow was no shops, nothing. I did find it quite isolating, because there wasn't a lot up there. My family's in Corsham, and but yes, I mean, since I've moved back down Corsham, I've got the support of my family. I actually do a lot more walking now rather than using public transport. I cycle into town, I walk into town. I've got so much more that I can do that before that I wouldn't have done. So it's been a lot better for like my health and well-being actually being back in Corsham.
And you've got a garden as well.
Yeah, I've got a garden. So it's nice because, I mean, obviously since I first left my parents many moons ago, I've always been in flats. So to actually be having a garden, like, for Grace and her needs has been very nice. It's been, like, different behaviour for Grace. Still have the moments, but it's been a lot more because, obviously, she's not having to be stuck indoors all the time, and it's safe for her.
She seems very happy.
Yeah.
she seems very happy. And if you've heard loud noises in the background of the recording, it's been Grace enjoying herself. I'm not quite sure what she's doing at the moment. I'm just hoping it's not a naughty quiet. So Christina, thank you for speaking to me today. It's been great to be here.
That's all right, thank you.